You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, ladies. It's Dr. Jay Dene. Welcome back to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. Today, I want to talk about bringing out your A-type personality. So I told you I'm in recovery from my A-type personality. What happened, though, is that I went the other way. I became more concerned with connecting to people and kind of had to find my way back to a more structured routine of being both connective and productive professionally and at home with tasks that needed to be done. And I know I'm not the only one because there are some people whose personalities lean more toward connecting with people and they're not really that concerned about their deadlines and their timelines, their chores, their tasks at work. Today, I want to talk about bringing out that A-type personality because you have to. As a leader, if you're not on your game, if you're missing your timelines, if you haven't made the interest and the goals and implementing the strategic plan as important as you want your staff members to make it, then you're not going to have a lot of success because trust me, it's going to be a lot of chatter between them about how you're showing up or how you're not showing up. And so we know that we manage and we have to manage and we set schedules, we set timelines for ourselves, we have timelines that sort of trickle down to us. We set timelines for our staff, and we need to make sure that we're on our job. We need to make sure that when we sit with our staff and we ask them to do a task, that we're actually giving them some guidance and that they have the opportunity to check back in with us to make sure that they're going the right direction. If you are lacking that drive and you are more concerned with connecting with them, you may not be as productive as you'd like to be. Because if you could find yourself in a place where you're just trying to please them or you're trying to make them happy or make them as comfortable as possible, there is a sweet spot between the A-type personality and the connecting with people desire. You really, really do have to. So today, I just want to talk a little bit about ways that we can adopt some of those practices that A-type personalities have. First of all, as a leader, your primary job is to make sure that the job gets done. That is it. And everybody's looking to you to provide the path and the vision for that and to help them to understand where they fall in this process and how they fall in and what their role is. It's your job to see all these pieces come together and make sure that they are effective, that they're on point, that they are performing the tasks that you asked them to perform as necessary to bring this big puzzle piece together or this puzzle together, these pieces together, right? So one thing that I want you to consider is that your work responsibilities, professional responsibilities, are as equally important as your personal responsibilities, okay? So that's one thing. And when you approach both of those, I want you to do a couple of things. First of all, I want you to feel more comfortable with getting other people involved. I'm going to talk about home, for example. So if we're at home, we know that the house needs to run a certain way. We don't really want to bother anyone else. Get other people involved. Ask your husband to do chores. Ask your children to do chores. Okay? So if you need to turn on the music, I know when I was younger, music came on Saturday morning. Everybody went to work. Everybody had a responsibility to bring it all together. And if you are hesitant in asking someone to perform a task, you're not going to be too successful there. You're going to be tired and drained. So get other people involved there. Look for opportunities to get your work done in small pieces, you know? Kind of chunk it out, if you will, so that it doesn't seem so overwhelming that you can't approach it, but also so that you kind of put in 20-minute or 30-minute increments of work, and then you can get back to connecting and then come back for another 20 minutes and get back to connecting. So maybe you can approach your work that way. The other thing is, generally people who are interested or, you know, who value the connection that they have with others probably are a bit chatty. On the phone a lot, meeting up a lot, that sort of thing. I'm just suggesting that if you are with someone and you're, well, if you're home and you're sort of chatting on the phone, if you can get some of those chores done while you're chatting on the phone, cool. If you can wash dishes, season, or marinate and clean and marinate the chicken for dinner, if you can sort laundry, whatever it is that you can do, use that time to do it. So sometimes we feel like we go through this whole process of thinking, well, if I spend all this time doing work, then I'm not really giving time to my daughter. Or I know that my son needs more time. Again, bring them in on what you're doing. If you're cooking dinner, bring them in on that. If you're going out because you know that you have to go to work on a Saturday, which you don't typically do, take them along with you and have good conversation with them in that process. But you cannot have your work compromised. You must meet your deadlines. You are a leader. You are the one that your staff members are looking to for direction and for energy and for motivation, and to know your own schedule and to know their timelines and their schedule. And they're looking for you to enforce that. And if you don't enforce that, then you're not going to be very effective in that place, and they're not going to have a whole lot of respect for you. Okay? So it's just a quick conversation, not too deep, but I do want you to consider how you can power up your A-type personality if you need to. So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.